Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe that song doesn't mean anything to anybody. Unless you're a person that has ever had to cry yourself to sleep at night. Hurt over somebody who said they loved you. But I'm glad today, whether it was a relationship or mom and daddy hadn't told you they loved you in a long time, I'm glad that 2,000 years ago, somebody asked Jesus, "How much do you love me?" He said, "You know what? I love you this much." And I'm glad he died for me. I'm glad he loved me when I didn't even love myself. Calvary, help me go back to save the wretch like you and me. That's love. Anybody remember that? That's love. Say that again with me. I don't know if it means nothing, but
Jesus went.
Where did he go?
To Calvary.
To do what? If my girlfriend or boyfriend don't tell me they love me, I know what it means to be loved. If your mom and your daddy don't tell you they love you, you know what it means to be loved. If nobody ever pats you on the back, you know what it means to be loved. You didn't get no chocolates for Valentine's Day. Nobody called you, said they loved you. You gave your all to your child. Act like they don't appreciate you. You ain't even seen your daddy. You don't know where he is, but mama walk in the house, got a boyfriend. She ain't got no time for you. What it really to love. I really love the tell y'all why. Can I tell you why?
You don't know what he's done for me.
I really love the Lord. You don't know what he done for me. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, it's good to know that you can worship the Lord. You can give him thanks at such a time like this. Because I found out he's worthy to be praised. You know, I know that things are going on in life. But I wake up in the morning thanking God for a new day. You know, so the old day is gone, my brothers and sisters. Now we're pressing on to the more of our higher calling. We put away them old things. Say, Lord, we ask you to come in our heart today and bless us. We thank God for the birth. We thank God for the death. And we thank God for the resurrection. But surely with his son, who came down to what? 42 generations. Had a lot of folks in that family, brother. There are a lot of people in that family. Yeah. He didn't pick them.
Yeah.
But God had a plan. In that plan, he superseded all of it when he hung on Cranmer. When he went up there and said, when he went there and hung for us all so we can have this time to set aside and give thanks today. You know, I was unimpressive. Through our fellow friends are going through it this time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Going through some tough times right now in sickness, you know. I'm a firm believer, boy, you know. I might be wrong with this, but I'm a firm believer that you got to pray. And you have to pray. And you have to pray. And when you pray, pray. You know what I mean? So if I go in scripture, it said, man should always pray without faint. Don't cease. That's what it means. Don't stop. Keep on giving God thanks and glory. And ask God for strength. Because sometimes in your everyday world, you're going to need God's encounter. And getting God's encounter, watch this, brother, there. You got to leave the traditional away.
Yeah.
You know, some folks then they tell you it's got to be like this. Well, who put God in this box? Every time we try to put him in the box, he just busted open. Said, "No, I'm digging it in. I'm truly." If that didn't work, you know, when I was thinking about a physical box, I was thinking about something. If you don't mind, before we pray, I was thinking about how this physical box that we put Jesus in, because it is a physical box, because he really, as I know, he's a spiritual God. Oh, help me, hold it. I'm going to read something out of John way in the back over here. Way in the back. It's the last chapter. I'm going to show you what he think about a box. God just gave me this then, brother. He just gave me this. He said, this is a symbolizing a box. This is how John did it. And I'm going to read it. Let me do this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you for your Holy Spirit that's been with us all day. Because surely, Lord, we woke up with our mind on you, Lord. And we're thanking you, Lord, for how you brought us to this appointed time of day just to lift your name up and magnify you. We learned in a songwriter said a while ago that we really love you, Lord. The things that you done for us, Lord, you didn't have to do it, Lord, but you went on anyway. And, Lord, and now you're sitting at the right hand of your Father, and we thank you for that, Lord. So, Lord, we come humble, Lord. Concentrate our mind, Lord. Lord, give us the things to say to please you, Lord. Give us the things to speak to your children, Lord. Let the increase of your Holy Spirit and the double portion of your anointing touch your people right now, Lord. That they have a receptive spirit to hear your word, Lord. Lord, if there's any confusion right now, anything hindering them to hear the word of God, let the Holy Spirit help them, Lord. Stop the ears and the hearts of your people, Lord. And guide the words of anyone who speak at this time, Lord, the encouragement or words in the word, Lord. Let it be in your word, Lord. Let it be in your word this morning, Lord. And we ask all this beautiful blessing in Jesus' name. But there, I was this is just something, man. We ain't got to go here. This is something he just gave to me while I'm thinking about that box we try to put God in. He just gave it to me right then. I want to read it, right? The box is so big. And this ain't one rehearsing nothing, but I want to start at verse 21:15. John 21:15. This box, you know what I'm talking about? This box. We find ourselves trying to put God in. Look what he did right here in this box. He says, so when they have denied Jesus and said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lamb. And he said to him again a second time, Simon, so Jonah, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. I'm getting somewhere, y'all. Peter was what he said. Peter, he said it to him a third time, Simon, so Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him three times, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. There go a box, right? There's some things that you think God don't know in your life. He know all things. He did. He knows all things. We can't hide nothing from God. I can hide from you, brother, there. But do you know what?
Yeah.
How God, what he do for us, he won't let you, he won't let no one of his children be lost to misunderstanding. He will speak it to clarify someone that they got a problem with. And I love how God does it because he does it so he be getting the glory. You know that had to be coming from God. Look what he said. Thou knowest that I love thee, Jesus said unto him. He said, well, feed my sheep. We learned he started talking about lambs, then he went to sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Sheep. When you look at them sheep, sheep go straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And he wanted him to know Peter, that Peter, like, he went to straight because he denied him three times before the rooster crow. And he wanted him to repent every time he denied him. He wanted him to repent three times. And let me tell you something. God, when God has an assignment for you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When God has an assignment for you, trust me, he going to stay there. And watch this here. You're going to do his will. I know him right about
it. Yeah.
I'm going to get someone when I go. I'm going somewhere with this now. Verily I say unto you, we say, verily I say unto you, D, when thou was young, thou girded thyself and walked whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest go. But you know it's going to be a time.
It's going to be a time.
My brother, it's going to be a time. Now you're doing pretty good now. You can get out of bed on your own right now. It's going to be a time. God gonna allow some things to come in your life we call gravity. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And it's forced. Somebody told me the step of a good man's already. The day you were born, you took your first step. Now all you're doing is taking one step closer to the end. And somebody said, what is the end of entering this natural body and going to a spiritual body? Yep. Holy Spirit. And then along the way, that's why you see a lot of folks, y'all pray for that when I say that. That's when you see a lot of people, well, I can't help my mother, I can't help my father, I need some assistance, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to watch it, they'll put them somewhere just to die.
Yeah.
Once they don't feel the love around them, people get paid to keep, but they're not going to do the love like you're going to do it. Don't you know the same person that wipe your little booty when it was dirty?
Yeah.
You might have to wipe there later on. Oh, help me, old
school. Yeah. That's it.
I've seen it, man.
That's it.
I've seen it, man.
That's it.
You know, I've seen it, man. And bless me when I say this here. Show the love to the people you have here. God gave you an opportunity to show love to people, especially the one you love. You know what I'm talking about? And the Bible says, especially the house of God. Have compassion when you see people maybe can't get around like you do. Have compassion when people have a spiritual disposition right there. But watch this here. I'm trying to get to the meat of it. This spoken, he's sanctified by what depth should glorified God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. That's what he said, right? Follow me. Then Peter turned about and seeing the disciples whom Jesus loved, follow, and which also learned, look at that, lean on his breast and suffer, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Hey, Peter seeing him and said, Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry, I'll come with this, and that he do, follow thou me. I'm getting somewhere. Because there was a time, remember I told you, there was a time Peter said he would go everywhere with the Lord. He said it from his heart. Wherever you go, I'm going. If you go somewhere, I'm going to be there. And he denied Jesus. And now Jesus is giving them another chance to follow him.
Yeah.
And his following is going to come. It's going to come. It might take, it's going to be death in his following, though. See, they ain't like us. A little trial come, we go the other way. But he put it in their heart to follow him all the way. See, sometimes you got to tear in some things you don't even know about. That's why he said in verse 22, he said, Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what to do for follow thee? And when this saying about amongst the brethren, that the disciples should not die, yet Jesus said, not unto me, he should not die, but if, look what he said, if I will that he tarry till I come, he said, what is that to thee? Well, Jesus has him saying to him. He said, what is that to thee? It's going to be some things that the people is not going to understand why you wake up every Monday through Friday. Some of y'all, Monday through Sunday, some of y'all, and get up and try to get in the Word of God, or pray to God, or ask God for some strength, because you're following him. You're going to have to tarry, because some people will say, how long we've been around, you've been hearing somebody say he's coming back? He is. He's been taking the people one by one here lately. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he wants us to tarry until he comes, because it's going to be a time that a man ain't going to be able to do it. Now, this is where the meat coming in. This is the disciple which testified these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And there also are many other things which Jesus did, much as him, in which if they should have been written in every one of them, I suppose that even the world itself couldn't tame the book that should have been written.
I like that.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
right?
that.
Yeah, you can't put God in no book. He's bigger than
right.
the book.
One I like
that. One man
would
build him a temple one day. One man would build him a temple. You hear me? Build him a temple. And as he got through with this, he told the Lord, he know, I know you are way too big to be in this temple. That was Solomon. And he told him, I know we can, this spirit can hold, this church can hold your spirit. Because it'll bust all the windows out. It'll bust the place out. You cannot put God in the box. He said, they said, if we would have wrote everything they seen, everything he done, Said this book and this world would be able to hold it all. That's what I read in verse 22. That there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they should have been written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself, what he said, could not contain the book that should be written. Amen. But first he said earlier he written this stuff that he seen. First he written it because it was true. Everything it was spoken of, it was true. It's up for us to believe. It's up for us to believe that he did come down from heaven. Then he walked just like we did. Then he just didn't walk. He was tempted on every hand like we was. He know what he did?
Yeah.
He knew that we were gonna go through a whole lot today. Just today, he knew about this coronavirus. He knew about these things are coming up right now. He knew time was going to come in that we're going to have some people we really love. They're going to leave this earth behind some things that we can't stop, and that is death. Because every man have an expiration date. He knew it. Not to be saying we so strong or nothing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love God, and I really believe today. In my heart, I believe today that if I go today, I'm going to be in this faith. Tell you I'm ready to go right now because I'm not going to sit and tell you that. Everybody knows my heart is God when I'm going to say this here. I still believe in the death and burial and resurrection. But also, I do know that flesh get in the way sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know that flesh.
Yeah.
He told a group of people, quit glazing in the air. God bless you, man. And I thank God for his spirit. I thank him for how he came in to help us today because I've learned something that you cannot put God in a box. He said if he'd have written everything he did, this world or this book, couldn't be able to contain the things. Do you know how many people that he probably healed? Do you know how many people he probably opened their eyes spiritually? Did you know how many people, you know, he told them to get up and walk, and they start walking. Man's hand was withered, and he had all his fingers. Man had leprosy, and he as he was walking away, as he got closer to the assignment, Jesus told him to do, go to the priest, and what did he do? He turned back because he saw his face and his hands start being clear, and he wanted to go back and thank the man. Don't you know that wasn't the only person probably did that? Only thing about that was the only one recorded. That's why I would let you know, God cannot be in a box. But I've learned something, though, that we need to lift him up more. I've learned something, that we need to ask God for more spiritual things. Let him speak to you in the spiritual realm that you can understand his mystery. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God want to let you know his mystery. When I opened the book, when we started talking earlier, I needed some support with this book, you know, so he gave me this. And I'm telling you, we cannot limit to God because I don't understand it. I'm going to be the first one to tell you this here. And you think, you got it all, hit the button, but I'm not going to say this one here. That I'm not a scholar, you know what I'm talking about? But I love reading God's word and allowing him to reveal things to me because I'm open up to his love. I'm open up to loving people. I'm open up to understand that we all need one another. You know, I can learn from anybody. And we should be able to learn from anybody. You know what I'm talking about? That's good and bad. But I've learned that at this time, I will not put God in no box. If I don't understand something and something going on, and preface that God's not going to live like no fool. You remember we read a while back that he said he hides from the wise and the Puritan, but he reveals it to babes. I know him right about it. He reveals it unto babes. And we was going over that lesson yesterday, and we were reading that lesson. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to back up a little bit, if y'all don't mind. I want to go to Matthew 2, if y'all don't mind. And I want to go somewhere because I want to, it was a thing I seen in that lesson. I don't know when you start walking with the Lord. I don't know when was your encounter that make you want to change and start serving the Lord. But I want you to hear in this lesson, I done heard this thing probably so many times, man, and he revealed something to me in these scriptures. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to read from 1 to 15, right? Look what it is. It's Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. And he gave me something. I know we've been talking about it. We know who's the gift, who is the true gift. The true gift is Jesus Christ. He was a gift to this world. He was a gift to keep on giving. He gives so much that I want you to put your finger on Matthew 2, and we're going to read from 1 to 15, and I want you to put your finger on Revelation. I want you to put your finger there. I want you to put your finger on Revelation, because we're going to read Revelation chapter 12, verses 10. And we're going to read all the way down to when he says stop. Watch this here. We're going to go to Matthew right quick, because I want you to see I'm going to show you what he revealed to me yesterday, Brother Dan.
Yeah.
Look what he revealed to me. Look what he revealed. Now watch this here. We heard the story. Watch how the story reads. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, in the day of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men. Everywhere I say it. Wise men.
Mm-hmm.
And watch this here. From the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born of the king, born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are coming to worship him. And when Herod the king heard these things, he was terrible. Look at that. He was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Let me read this next verse, because I want to back up and give you something. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, look what he said. He demanded of them where Christ should be there. But watch this in now. Herod, we were trying to convey this a little earlier about Herod. Herod was a king at that time. And at this time, Herod, with no one getting worshiping but nobody but him at this time. And when you look at Herod more like, we're looking at like Pharaoh them. Pharaoh was a title name, like you say president, you know, president 45 and 46.
Yeah.
You know, Herod was the same way. It was a different name, but they used the same name every time. It was the title to the name. So at this time, this was Herod Augusta. And Augusta was a mean man. He was so mean, my brothers and sisters. He was so mean, Brother Dan, that he killed his favorite wife. He had 10 wives. He killed her. You know what I'm saying? He killed his son. He killed one of his grandfather. He killed a Sanhedrin. We'll call a sorority or a fraternity, right? And what it is, you got Sadducees, you got scribes, you got Pharisees, Sadducees.
Yeah.
They all in one group, so they put them a name on top of them. So you know you got the Crudos and the Eiffel and the Deltas and good old.
Right.
This
right.
is the same thing you would call a Sanhedrin, if I can teach you like that, brother. It's a Sanhedrin.
Yes,
you know? So he killed them as well, and when the people heard that he was troubled about this king from being born, they got mad. You know why? Because they had to go along with the get along. Because they know this man was terrible. this man was something terrible. Can I explain it like that? He was so terrible Even when the wise man was coming, they were still humble because they know they were before the king. You could not go in before the king at this time, any time. You just can walk up to him. You had to be what? Commanded to come up. That's just how much pride he had.
Yeah.
But he called he called on the look what he said. He gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, and look what he said. And he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They said, now we read this because the prophet had written this, that he's supposed to be in Bethlehem of Judea. That's what it was in. The prophets wrote this. This is where he's supposed to be landing. And thou, he said, thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea, art not thou least among the princes of Judea? For out of thee shall come the government. That's what he said. That shall rule my people of Israel. Oh, he's hot now. He's serious of that. Now the shift to the happen, right? And he seeing this now. I'm Hero of the Great. I'm an Augusta. I'm killed. I'm in conquer to get where I'm at today. And now you finna tell me somebody finna come, been born. I want to know where he at. I want to know where he at. Then I want you to put your hat on this here, because I'm thinking about this other scripture when Jesus was at the well. Y'all on my hat? Jesus was at the well in John over there, and he wanted to drink. And the disciples had went off to go get some meat. And can I tell the story? Jesus wanted to drink a little bit because he was a little thirsty. And he had a Samaritan woman to give him a drink. And she said she couldn't do it. She said, yeah, I don't have no dealing with the Samaritan. And he told that woman, he said, if you were to draw the well, would you right now here? It's going to run dry, but if you call on me and drink of me, I'll give you living water. But don't you know that woman, what she said to him, if y'all don't mind, you know what she told him? She was so crafty, right? But then she wanted to worship. But she said, this is what he said. He said, he told her about herself. He told her this, you got five husbands, and even the one you have in your body, your bed right now is not true. He had told her that, and then she told him, yeah, we know the Messiah, Christ is going to come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know he's coming. Now watch this here. He was standing right beside her, and she didn't know he was Christ. She didn't know he was Christ. And then he said, here I am. I am thee. You know what I'm talking about? And this is what the king was going to get. He didn't want this fame to get out there like this because he wanted to rule. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But look how God did it. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privately, help me, Holy Spirit, called the wise men, inquiring of them diligently that time that the star appeared. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, bring me word again. Bring me word again, Brother Ben, that I may come and worship him also. Look at the trust. You know, he didn't got it. He think he's tricking, right? He telling them wise. You know, because he know they wise, right? See, they didn't have like we have today. They didn't have no navigation system. Like you can put in, I want to go to Chicago. C-H-I-O. You put in that Chicago. You put the error code in 769. You put the apartment number or rise you want to go to Trump Plaza. I mean, you just put all this stuff in there, and it'll take you So, but they didn't have that back then. But this guy was so smart, they could look at a star. Mm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And tell where, look at this now, and where the Savior was. Can look at the star. And here I knew this. He said, I know you. He said, what you can do for me? Because he did it privately. He didn't have nobody else around. He said, but when you get there, when you find him, because I know you're going to find him. When you find him, I want you to let me know. Send word back to me, because I want to worship him too. Somebody got mm-hmm. that. Have y'all got that yet? The trickster, you know.
Yeah.
He's tricking. He's a trickster,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But look what the God did to him. I'm almost through, y'all. Is it when they have heard the king, they departed, right? And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and stood over where the young child was. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you ain't got on board, something wrong with you now. They came and got on board with who? When the young child was. I'm telling you, when they came, let me do it again, until they came and stood over where the young child was, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly great joy. I'm going to tell you something. For believers, they came to Christ. This is what he gave me when I was reading it on yesterday, right? I was reading it, and he gave me this. Look what happened. He gave me, some of us have been on the journey for a while, right? And we don't have that joy no more. Oh, help me. we don't have that joy no more. They was coming from the west, and they seen the star, and they got the chance to see the Messiah. And when they saw the Messiah, you know what they did when they saw the Messiah? They started rejoicing. What do God got to do to get you to rejoice? What do he have to do? They know they had the task to do because the king gave them task, Brother Dale. He told them that when you get there, I want you to let me know when you find them. Send me word back because I want to worship. But look what happened when you get in the presence of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you get in the presence of God, things that you're worrying about, it moves out the way. Don't let nothing have you that burden that you can't lift up the voice of God. Say, Lord, I'm hurting right now. Lord, my job talking about closing down. Lord, I can't pay my bills. Lord, things are coming up on you. All that I just can't stop coming in my mind. But Lord, I'm going to put it to the side. Because I believe that if I put it at your feet, you told me over there in Revelation, I stand at the door knocking, and I want to sup with you. You told me to open the door, so I open my heart to you right now, Lord. That's what I got with this one here. I open my heart with me right now. Some of y'all, man, it might be 30, 40 years since you remember the time you really felt the joy of the Lord. When I'm talking about when salvation came to you, when you acknowledged salvation, when you started saying, today I wanted to change, today I want to start walking with you better, today I want to live holy for you, Lord, today I want to be sanctification today. So I'm going to tell you something while I'm right here. When you going to start rejoicing? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Verse 10, let me read it again. It said, verse 10, it said, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me. When they saw the star, they knew he was right there. But God allowed them to put the eyes on him, man. And when he put them eyes on him, brother, there, when I was, you know, I was going over this and teaching this over yesterday, I started thinking about, man, I'm serious, man. What do God got to get us to do to make joy come back? What you got to remember what God has done for you? Don't you know God is a healer? Don't you know God's a deliverer? Don't you know God's a provider? He's the same God yesterday and the day forevermore. Somebody said, what you talking about? Yeah, and you don't know what's going on in my life. What I do, I don't worry about it like I used to. When I didn't know Christ. Now I know Christ. I put more at his feet. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I put more at his feet. I said, Lord, I can't do this here, Lord. Lord, this is you, Lord. And I'm in the pulpit, and I tell the Lord, I surrender. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Not just a little bit. Lord, I surrender all to you. You know what I'm talking about? All to you I give. They used to have an old songwriter out there. He said, take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, help me, Lord Jesus. So I'm taking it to the prayer with him. When the last time you told the Lord, enjoy your prayer, Lord, I just thank you. No, I'm just going to start thanking you right now. I believe in praise. I believe when you praise in the Lord, things move. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Doors have to open up because look how he does it. He moves people's thoughts. Now, I'm going home when I do this here. since you think I'm going home. Look what he said. And when they would come into the house, they saw the young child. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. With Mary and his mother. And what they do, Brother Dale, they fell down and worship him. And when they have opened their treasure, they presented unto him a gift, gold, frankincense, myrrh. And look at this. When I start thinking about, you know, we look at the Christmas, we you know, I'm not a Scrooge for about none. You know, matter of fact, my babies and my grandkids, I'm doing something as we speak. But the gift I want to give them is Jesus. I want them to tell them about the Lord. I want them to tell them about who is the real gift. Somebody said, what you talking about? See, he did a gift for us one day when he went to Calvary. He took lying. He took cheating. He took backbiting. He took healing. He took broken heart. All right, if I ain't got down your road, let me know. He took it all and nailed it to the cross. That was the only gift. He's a gift that never stops giving. Every time you need strength, he's there. Every time you need love, he's there. Every time you need peace, he's there. He's a gift to keep on giving. Now, I'm not going to tell you this here. Let them babies grow up. But teach them God. Let them babies grow up. Jesus was the true Santa Claus. I know him right about it. He was the truth. And look how God doing it right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's putting it together. And he's putting it together until one day that you're going to have to get on your knees to this gift and say, Lord. Because everybody's going to have to do it. Say, Lord, I remember December the 23rd in 2020 when I heard someone that said, what my joy had. Don't let nothing take your joy away. Don't let nothing take your joy away. I know it hurts. I know it's painful. I know the bills are there. I know this rustic can be there. But look at this here. Just walk with me for a minute. Is there anything too hard for God? Oh, yes. I know I'm right about it. Nothing is too hard for God. Lay it at his feet. And I tell you, to lay it at his feet. See, look what they did to him. They took them gifts. They fell down. They worshiped him. And when they opened up the treasure, they presented him frankincense. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Myrrh. Now, watch this here. And all of this here and all of this giving, that was like a royalty gift. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you go back to this history, that's royalty they gave him. Because they were looking at the Messiah, King, somebody who could save them. And look what God did. I'm almost home, y'all. And being warned of God. Watch this now. In a dream, Brother Bear, that they should not return to who? To Herod. And they departed. What he said? Into their own country another way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Tell me what God won't do. Yeah, they didn't go back. They didn't go back west. They might have went north to get the west. They might have went south to get the west. They didn't go straight through east to get the west. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're going to run into the king. So God told them to go another way. Now, you don't tell them you're over here. It ain't time yet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It ain't the time yet. And we know at this time, Jesus was around about 2 years old at this time. You know what I'm saying? If we keep reading the lesson, we're going to find out that the hero I wanted to kill everybody. You know, watch this here, Black. He told them, hey, when the last time God told you to do something, you did it? Yeah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because, you know, they were going against what the king said. Who is the king? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That didn't work. Y'all with me yet?
Yes.
I'm almost with y'all. Y'all with me yet? Y'all with me? Who is this king? Who is this king? Can you help me with that? Can somebody help me with that? Who is this king? Can I go somewhere for a second? The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. He says, the world and they that dwell therein. For he that founded it up on the sea and established it on the flood, who shall extend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in a holy place? He that hath clean hands and pure heart, who hath not lifted his soul to vanity, nor sworn for deceit. I'm in the house, y'all. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is a generation them that seek him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That seek the Lord's face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be you everlasting, lifted the doors. He says, the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. I know I'm in the house, y'all. The Lord lift up.
Yeah,
he said, lift up your head, O you gates.
Yeah,
even lift up them everlasting doors. He said, if the King of the glory should come in, do you want the Lord to come in? Look what he said again. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates. Even lift them up everlasting doors, and the King of glory should come in. Watch this here. Somebody's been around the book a while. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So that was wrong with him, because it's going to be a transition when Jesus hits the scene. They're not going to also worship King Herod no more. They're going to start what? Praising our Lord and Savior. You know what I'm talking about. The first miracle he did, he turned water to wine. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He turned it to wine. See, I'm going to tell you something. The adversary really think he know what was going to happen before this, but Herod was misunderstanding, because he was thinking that he was going to move his earthly kingdom. He can have an earthly kingdom. Jesus came for us, because he came for what? He wants us to have access back to the Father. The first Adam failed, so the second Adam had to come and tied us back up to the Lord. Oh, I know I'm right about it.
And I start thinking about it
when they went the other way. When God tells you to go the other way, sometimes you want to do something, and you want to do something for the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, no, you go the other way. Sometimes the adversary is trying to tell you to do something, and he said, no, you go the other way. Sometimes you got to go there and ask somebody, forgive me. Man, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't do nothing for them, tell somebody you love them today and mean it.
Yeah.
Tell somebody you really love them and mean it. Tell somebody that you're thinking about them and you love them and mean it. And watch this here. And watch the salvation of the Lord. Watch how he moves in your life. But you move on the Spirit. When you move with the Spirit, you're not going to be out of order. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this here. I'm almost on, y'all. I'm almost on. And when they departed, behold, to Joseph, oh, help me, hope, in a dream, and saying, arise and take your young child. Help me, Holy Spirit. and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and be down there until I bring the word. And Herod was seeking the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by the night, and departed into Egypt. Watch this here now. And there was they were there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Help me, Holy Spirit. We know they had to go back. God sent Joseph. Joseph was Jesus' stepfather. Mary was in the midst of this. That's his mother. Jesus was this child God told him to take Egypt. He said, when you go there, I want you to stay there till you hear word from me. How many times God told us to stay, go somewhere and stay? And we didn't, when we left before, he said, leave. He said, go and stay. Sometimes you got to go to the altar and stay there and tarry and pray and tarry and pray and tarry and pray. You know what I'm talking about? And wait to the what? To the salvation of the Lord. They did this because they knew that God said, do it. Joseph took his baby and his wife there, and look what happened. Herod died. The Bible says he died. And if you listen to God, if you listen to God and his every word, don't you know everything will be less hassle in your life? Have you ever just thought about something this morning? Too long? I heard this a little lesson I heard this morning. But I'm going to tell you something about the lesson, that God is not a person you put in a box. I told you earlier about that. God is a person, because, see, one thing God gives in parts, my brothers and sisters, in the parts he given to us, because your spiritual level, you know, and when he gives it to you, your spiritual level, you're like, wow, we're new, there. Well, let me tell you something. See, God wants us to start believing True enough. But he wants us to turn it to obedience. Oh, him. That belief should turn to obedience. Once you have the love of God in you and the Holy Ghost in you, you should shy from evil. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what? Trust the Lord and see what happens. Trust the Lord and see what happens. Trust the Lord and see what happens. When you want to do wrong, somebody been around long enough. When you want to do wrong in some kind of way, he speak to you and you stop in a moment. The Lord, thank you. You know it had to be God. It wasn't the adversary. Because anywhere there is division, anywhere there is confusion, you best believe me, the devil's right there. But anywhere you find peace, anywhere you find love, oh, watch this. That didn't work. That didn't work. Mm-hmm. I'm talking. Let's go to Matthew right quick. Matthew 6 right quick. Let's go over there, man. Because Matthew helped me with this. Because I don't want you to believe in me. I want you to believe in the Bible. Let's go to Matthew 7 and 13 and 14. Look what it says. 7 and 13 and 14. I got somebody on here. We want to pray with him. Watch this then. Watch this before we go into prayer. Watch this then. This is what he said in Matthew 7 and 13 and 14. Enter ye the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there which go there at the end. But straight is the gate, and narrow the way which leadeth unto life, and few, look what he said, there be that found it in. I mean, the broad way, you're going to find many there. Now, you're going to certain scenery, you're going to certain places, it just overflow. I beg the difference, if God has really been preaching peace there, I'm not talking about, watch the number. Now, I'm not getting about the number. I'm telling you sincerity of the heart. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not putting them in the box. I'm saying if you really preach and teach, if you go somewhere and somebody come up to you and they say something, well, I'm going to pray for you. And then that person said, I don't want you to pray for me. Then you know what kind of spirit that is.
Yeah.
Oh, I know right now. You go somewhere and you're trying to consult to somebody, well, I don't believe in that. You know what that kind of spirit is. You know who that spirit is. But I thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, God, for the spirit of revelation. I thank him because you know what? My brother, Brother Dexter.
Yeah.
Reverend Henry.
Yeah.
I know them guys love God. I know they love God.
Yeah.
I truly love God. So we've been praying over and over till we heard some things about our brother. I'm gonna hit your one button, sister Patricia. I'm finna open you up, and I want you to, if you would, we want to pray with you and Brother Dexter. We want to pray with you. And if you want to say something, you can. You know, when you say your mic is open, that means you can speak if you want to. But we want to pray with you, and we want to let you know we're with you. Everybody on by the side of my boys are with you. We're standing right there with you. We're praying with you. Our brother, that's our brother. You know, Brother Dexter. You know, we love him. You know, and we believe God love him more than we ever can love him. Because we believe God in the record, safe in his arms. Do you know when you're in God's arm, the doctor can see the doctor they can just go so far. I might as well tell you that.
Yeah.
The doctor can go so far. He's been in school, he's been taught, and he can go so far. And we've been around him long enough, they'll say this is it. But have you considered God? Have you considered God? So I come to you, sis. You open right now. You want to say something, you can say something before we go in this prayer.
Okay.
Sister Patricia?
Yes, this is Patricia. How are you?
All right, Michelle.
I'm good. As I listen to you, I realize that, you know, we've been here before, and God brought him through before. And I know if he did it once, he could do it again.
That's it.
And I'm holding on to that because I know it didn't look good before. You know, the doctors were giving up before. He had coded before.
There you go.
And God brought him back before. So I'm holding on that he can do it again.
There you go. There you go. If anybody want to come on, man, and encourage our sister too for beginning this prayer, you can hit the one button. This is Brother Dexter's fiance, you know. If y'all want to come on and encourage, it'd be good. If not, you know, we can't pray with you, sister, you know. If you got a lot of people on here, you know, that know Brother Dexter, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to speak for Eric, you know. I love him. You know what I'm talking about? I meant that, and I told him he can't do nothing about it. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to pray for him. I ain't gonna stop praying for him. You know what I'm talking about? Because I do know him. I know prayer work. And I do know God's a May Waker and a promise keeper for the day. I really believe that that's what we're there for. Because I'm telling you something, brothers and sisters. If you don't get in right now and understand what I'm talking about right now, there's going to be a time that you're going to need somebody. There's going to be a time. You know, I'm not telling you to come over here and do a sermon or nothing like that, but I'm asking you to come encourage her and Brother Dexter and what's going on in their life. You know, because I really believe that this brother will do it for us because I know how strong he is. I told him, keep telling your testimony, brother. Keep telling your testimony. Yeah. Keep telling somebody because you be encouraging somebody. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to be glad if anybody wants to say something, though.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, my sister and brothers.
Good morning.
Brother D. Ryan, listening. Been trying to practice a little more listening, less talking. But Bro Eric said it best, sister. We don't know you. But we know that you love our brother. We here to let you know that we love Brother Dexter. I mean, I talk to your big head boy as much as I used to, but we truly love him. We're going to pray. My mother used to always say, my mother said this a lot. She said, I'm going to pray to the power of the Lord come down. And that's what I think about when I think about the situation that my brother Reverend Henry find himself in. Brother Dexter, I think we just need to pray until the power of the Lord come down. Yeah. And when you believe that it will come down, it'll come down. So I'm not going to hold you long, but I just want to let you know, whispering is in it, the first chance you get, let him know that his brother is truly praying for him. And he already know that we love him. And we just going to pray.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Miss Dexter. This is nutty. I text you up on Saturday with a prayer, but Dexter, go back a little ways, you know. And I just talked to him the other day, just telling him I'm still here praying for him. I had a little talk with him the other week when he was first in there, and just tell him just keep his eye on the sparrow. You keep yours on it too. And just stay prayed up. So God knows. We don't. We're just going to keep praying for both of y'all and your family.
Thank you.
If it's not anybody else, you know, we're just making an opportunity, man, because, man, we got to pray. We got to help. We got to be there for one another. You know what I'm talking about? We have to. It's imperative that you hear what I'm saying. That you have to be doing what we're doing. Because the Bible says it, that we should do this. For he said when they moan, we should moan with them. When they laugh, we should laugh with them. I don't know the Bible, and I trust in the Bible. I really believe that you can question me, but please don't question the Bible. The Bible is real. He said, I'm saying this here because I like to read, you know, a little bit. Can't read too much, but when I'm trying to read a little bit, brother, better, and sis. And every time I drive back to Revelation, when I think about my brother. You know, and I'm telling you when I think about it, because the Bible says, even when we hear, you know what I'm talking about? But I'm changing this scripture because he gave me something else. Revelation 3, if y'all don't mind, and 20. Y'all with me? Revelation 3, because I want to encourage you with this here to let you know how God thinks about his loved one. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will suffer with him and with, look what it said, and he with me. To him that overcome what I want, I will grant and sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome, I sit down with my father on his throne. He did have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit comes, said unto him into the church. Now, I'm going to tell you something, sister. This is how God works, my brother. He works with the Spirit. So what we're asking for is a spiritual thing. We're not asking for. I'm going to give you something so you can stay with me. We're not asking also for the physical healing. I want him to be whole. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to be made whole. You know what I'm talking about? I want him to be also made physically and spiritually whole. Because when he come back, I want him to be running from the Lord like he was the last time. He got on back. And he repented. I know he did, because I heard him repent. And I'm going to tell you something. For some don't understand repentance. Repentance is a bow of face. All him is a, it's a 180 degrees from where you came from. And I'm going to say this here, for the sake of a misunderstanding, it would be no need for Jesus if we all didn't have to all struggle through the curse. So we all fall short of the glory of God. I'm not saying you live in perfect.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, see, what his perfect is, it's called wisdom.
Yeah.
This perfect, and if you look at the word, it means wisdom. When you look at things, you consider the thing and make sure it's of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So we're going to come again and make one more wave. Anybody want to say something to our sister, our brothers? We want to pray with them. And we're going to pray with you. And we're going to, Evelyn, you don't have to stay on the rest of the time. We just, but we kind of long with it. This might be it. You know, I don't know. We'll have a God want to do it. Because we love God, you know. And we do more than most sometimes. You know, some people just go Sunday morning. We go Monday through Friday. Some of us go Monday through Sunday, giving God his thing. That's why we know he's a May waker. Oh, yes. And a promise keeper.
Yeah.
If he did it yesterday, he can do it today.
The
doctor got to get out of the way when we can do. Now he is the real doctor holding his heart.
Yeah.
I remember you told me about the ventilator. I want you to go over there a little bit. Because you first came to me, it was something about the, he texted me right before you did. Was so kidding, but he told me about a mask. Then you texted me, under the ventilation, and so he can help him breathe, open his windpipe so he can breathe. But then when I'm seeing him, then you telling me it's helping. See, you, that's God massaging that. Because he ain't through with my brother. He ain't through with my brother. He got some more testimony to do. He going to get to testify some more. Oh, I know him, brother, but I feel good about this. I say this with joy, because I know salvation.
That's been.
I say this
that's
with peace,
that's
because
been.
I know he can put peace where what we worry about. But let me give you this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come so humble to you, Lord. And thanking you, Lord, for all the words of testimony that went before you already, Lord. Lord, even the one probably didn't hit the one button, but they're praying right now, Lord. And lifting up our brother to you, Lord, Brother Dexter, Lord. And while we're here, we want to have Reverend Harry in there as well, Lord, coming with this COVID-19, Lord. Whatever name they want to put in, coronavirus, Lord, whatever got this virus running rampant up through this area. We know you know all things, Lord. But we ask you, Father God, for a healing, Lord. We ask you for a spiritual healing and a physical healing, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to strip these families, Lord. And we are the family, Lord. As we pray for our brothers, Lord. Pray for the family, Lord, that you give strength in time need right now, Lord. Lord, we believe, like in the testimony she said, you've done it before. doctors and gave up on your life and come and see another. Lord, we know you can do it again, Lord. We know you're a Mayweather, Lord. So, Lord, we just asking you in the name of Jesus to bless in this way, Lord. As we touch and agree, Lord, that the Bible said, well, there are two or three standing in agreement, Lord, that you're in the midst, Lord. So we knocking, Lord. We over ask you to come. You say, ask, and you say, forgiven, Lord. So we asking, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, to bless our brothers right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, while we're there, we want to pray for everyone in the hospital, Lord. Even the ones right beside them in the same facility, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to give strength to their family and push the one land. Doctors can give up, Lord, but we find that your doctor have never lost a patient, Lord. So whatever reason you want to do it, Lord, just give us strength either way, Lord. We just ask you this, Lord, and we ask you this in your son's name, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 My sister, I want to say this here. There you go. My sister, I want to say this here. I got another brother that hit the one button. I want to say this here. I know you got faith. I heard you talk before, you know, on the back line.
Yeah.
He'll put you in, and then he'll be high side, and he'll throw you in there, you know. I know you got faith, you know what I'm talking about. But I want you to know something. We are here. Remember, you text me, say, ASAP, and I called you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We are here. Don't think you're walking alone. We are here. You know what I'm talking about? And I know we ain't the only one praying, but I'm telling you, we are praying. I'm going to say it again. I know we're not the only one praying, but we are praying. And wherever God's will be done, let the Holy Spirit give us strength. Because sometimes we don't understand God. But I know one thing, sis, that if he did it before, he can do it again. I know he can.
Yes. I know he can.
Hey, somebody just want to talk to you. What you got there, brother?
I just wanted to play one of this song for him because I know this was one of his favorites. I just wanted to play a little bit of this song for him right here.
Come on with it.
One more time, from your spirit, I need, everybody, the Lord. Come on, ask him, I need thee, tell him, when do you need him? Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless, hallelujah, me now, my Savior. Come on, think about what you need God to do. See, the reason this meeting is called for us to get back to the presence of God and get back to depending on him. And I don't know what you stand in need of, but I need God to speak in my life, in my pastorate, and immediately. I need God to do some things in my life that he's never done before. And if you need God to do some stuff in your life, preachers and deacons and church leaders, whatever it may be, one last time, lift your voice and say, I need, come on, let's have it said.
Say it.
Yeah, Lord. Let me hear you. Come on, say it. Every hour. Oh, Lord, I'm ready. Oh, bless. Come on, tell him. Me now.
Since you're having it on, I need me every hour.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, and let me tell y'all this here, so nobody don't misunderstand. This ain't no home going right here. It's just a celebration. The God's victory. The God's victory in prayer. We believe in prayer. We so great enough to believe that he's going to get up and walk today.
Yeah.
We know
that's
God
right.
That kind of God, man. We know God.
That's
that
right.
God.
That's right.
I'm going to give you a testimony, right? I'm going to give you a testimony. My mother, in 2003, the doctor them said she couldn't breathe on her own. We had to put on a ventilation, right? This is before coronavirus, right? And she couldn't breathe on her own, so they put on the ventilation, right? And it was helping her breathe. And boy, we went to praying. Boy, you talking about praying. We went to praying. And man, I'm going to tell you that they said, well, we're going to have to back it up, man. She's been on there for 2 weeks. And we're going to take a percentage off at a time. And let's see, can she breathe on her own? Soon they took that first 10% off. Tell me why God had her here another 7 years after that. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like it was yesterday. You know what I'm talking about? He did it. And he raised her up. And she came back and testified about some things that a lot of us had to get right. You know, a lot of us had to get it right with the Lord. And I thank God for her testimony because I'm here because of her. I've been on her tutelage all my life. But she had to go see the king one day. And she met the king. He said, I really believe. He said, well done, my faithful daughter. You know what I'm talking about? But he healed her that day. He showed it. He healed her. You know, and he healed her. When the time came that my brother told me, God, all the good steps, all the good man steps. And those steps got shorter. You know what I'm talking about? God had her to not suffer anymore and brought her home to him. And I'm going to tell you this, and we don't practice this yet, but we believe in love. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is essential. We need to believe in. We need to get tapped into the belief of Christ. Because today, it's my brothers, sisters, maybe laying in the hospital. Tomorrow it can be you. Get to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know the Lord. Don't take it for granted. Get to know the Lord. Brother Dexter was talking real good. I don't know, it was Monday or Tuesday. Me and him were talking a long time. You know what I'm talking about? And I told him I got my little favorite saying. I don't know if he ever told you about it. Certain time I got to hang up. I got to be with the wife, right? I just hang up in their face while they talking, you know. I said, I got to be with the wife, man. You know, wife said, that's enough. Click, click. That's why I have to hang up, right? I know I run everything in the house. I run the lawnmower, the weed eater. So, but I told her, I said, you know, okay, we just talking about God. She said, yeah, I know, but I need some time. She said, I need some me time. I said, woof, okay, baby. Okay, I'm finna hang y'all up, man. So Dexter used the high sign. He said, I know you finna hang up now. You finna pick up your wife now. I said, yep. Click, click. He was always high sign. So I called him one day, and you was calling him. He hung up on me. I said, oh, okay. It works that way, too. It got, Did I call another fellow, Brother Wayne? He got it bad. He tell you to hold on. That just says, you know, you might well hang up because he ain't coming back. you got another one here, Brother. I'm telling all of y'all. There was another Wayne call. He said, man, I'll call you right back. It's the wife. I said, I'll call you tomorrow then because you ain't coming back. We got these old sayings on how we used to juggle with each other with little things. So. But I'll tell you one thing about it. We're going to stay in prayer. We're going to keep peace there with God. And we know one thing about it. I'm going to tell you this with love. I'm not worried about it. I know God is able.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's able. And I'm not going to even question God because I know he's able. Whatever he want to do and whenever he want to do it, we are here. Lord, just give us strength while we go through the trials of weight, you know. And that's what we want, peace. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to talk down unless somebody else got something to say.
Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to
yes,
all
ma'am.
Of you. And I'm going to say this because I've heard one of you say it so many times. I love each of you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And we can end on that note. I like Daryl Coleman, right, when he sung this song. Y'all don't have to listen to this whole song, but I love how he ministered to us with this song. And if God said, and if it be his will for us to be here tomorrow, we'll see you then. Brothers
yeah.
and sisters, may God keep you and hold you as our prayer.
Yeah.
Now we come to the part when Mr. Songman himself, Daryl Cole, is not just a singer, he is a pastor, he's a husband and a father, and a humble servant and a sweet spirit. And I couldn't think of anybody we'd rather have come and be with us tonight. He's been coming to Azusa for the last several years and assisting us and ministering and singing. But, brother, we love you. And he's the only singer I know that can jump two octaves and not hardly bat an eye. You almost just want to run up there and slap him. He can do that. Daryl Coley, come at the time and sing another song that's written by Alvin, In the Arms of Jesus.
Oh, in his prayer. the song of life are raging, and the tempest falls on me. I'm safe. I'm so glad tonight that I've got a hiding place where the devil can't find me, where the storms of life can't get me. I'm safe. I'm so glad that when the storms of life are raging, I've got a place to go. I'm safe. And it's all I find in joy. I find rest by His right hand.
Just wrap your arms around yourself like this. Say, I'm in His arms tonight. Say, I'm in His arms tonight. I'm safe. I'm so safe. In the arms of Jesus. Don't you just feel like a little baby sometimes just crawling up in His lap?
In the arms of Jesus.
Say, Lord, I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to go. I don't know what else to say. I just have to crawl up in Your arms, Lord. You take care of it. In the arms.
In the arms of Jesus.
Everybody just wave your hands to the Lord Jesus. And say, I'm in Your arms, Lord Jesus. In Your arms.